Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
A little canned heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller, president and the founder of M3 Learning, the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, among other books on selling and sales management. Skip, thanks for hanging out with us. Skip's helping us, folks, get a better handle on maximizing the fourth quarter, making sure that as we stand here in the last third of the year that we're doing some things. And I liked what you said in the last segment about, you know, cleaning up the first 9 months, getting one thing you cannot afford to do is to take the first 9 months of baggage into the fourth quarter. That's similar to doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, isn't it?
That definition of insanity.
Yeah, yeah. So what else we need to do?
All right. Once you've got your funnel clean, going in the fourth quarter, you're probably going to find yourself short. So all those maybes, all those 20%ers, you've got, you know, requested decisions, and the buyer said, I don't think so, maybe first quarter next year. I mean, sure, that's bad news, but it's good news because now you know reality, and you're short.
Well, so and you're not, all of a sudden, you're not fooling yourself about what you have, because, and I, you know, we've all done this, haven't we, Skip? I mean,
yep.
you say, whoa, look at my prospect list, and all of a sudden, when you look at them hard, and you sort of shine some real sunlight on it, and you take out the, as you said, the maybes, you say, whoa, I haven't got nearly enough work here.
So your good players or your sales team is probably going to go try to prospect for fourth quarter business. The number one rule, without a doubt, is find prospects who've got money.
What a novel idea.
I'm telling you, and those are the tough ones to get a hold of right now because they're so busy. But one of your number one key factors is, okay, I'm going to go call on the ABC Coffee Cup Company, and look, over the first 9 months, they've been doing really well. They've added 5 people. They're growing like crazy. That's the company you want to go call on,
mm-hmm.
Not the one that, hey, I called the president. He answered his own phone and said he could see me tomorrow. Well, I don't think, boy. I don't know about that one. So find companies with money. If I was a small business owner and I had 3, 4, 10 salespeople, I'd sit back and say, gentlemen, ladies, you've got, you know, a day to bring me 5 prospects you want to go after in the fourth quarter. And I know it's a busy time. I know it's whatever else. Go spend a day. Go to the library. Get on Twitter. Get on Facebook. Get on LinkedIn. Start networking with your own companies and find me 5 prospects you're going to go after in the fourth quarter, and the number one rule is they got to have money.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tried to do over the years, and is if I had a relatively short selling cycle like we have now, compressing it into the end of the year, into the calendar year, brand new prospects, you know, may or may not be able to be closed this year. They may be, you know, may take a year to get to know them, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I always tried to focus on people, you know, past customers, people that I'd met before, try to go call on people. If I was trying to, you know, as you said, find somebody real quick to get things going forward this year, I would try to find somebody who knows me, who when I call, they'd say, oh, yeah, come on by, or who we'd done some business with before, and maybe I'd neglected a little bit like a dummy, you know, or something like that. What do you think about that, Skip?
Jim, referrals is the number one thing. I mean, look at social media, right? So if somebody sends me a prospect, the first thing I do is I get on LinkedIn to know if I know somebody who knows that person, right? So when I go to that person, I can use that referral, and you cut your sales cycle in half because you're calling power right away. You get right in. You're talking like a normal person as opposed to I have to talk to the vendor. So referrals and, you know, getting people that you've done business with, current customers where you can go broad and deep in the account as opposed to new logos, sure, that's exactly what you should be doing. But I want 5 of them for the fourth quarter.
You don't care where they come from. You want 5, though.
That's you know what? That's exactly right. it's a numbers game when you get to that point. Quality is important, and you're dealing on the quality side, which, without a doubt, you should look at. So in my estimation, the number two thing your small business owner should do is say, five new prospects, or whatever the numbers turn out to be for the small business person themselves. It could be 50 if they're a transactional business. But 5%, 10% more for the fourth quarter right now, and go prospect on them. Mm-hmm. September's a great time to go prospect. And, Jim, if it was me, I'd be doing exactly what you said. I'd be calling up past customers going, hey, I see you've just transferred. Hey, I got this guy's name, and I found out on LinkedIn that you know him. Could you do an introduction to me? That's exactly what I'd be doing.
And while you're there, by the way, how are things going here?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So
whatever it takes for a callback. The callback. That's a powerful tool. Listen, somehow to figure out some angle to get to have a reason to call back.
We've got a tool, Jim, that gives you 30% to 40% callback. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
This is so hysterically funny. Hi, Jim. My name is Skip Miller with the ABC Company, and I definitely could use your help. Could you give me a call back at 557-2727? Thank you. That's it. It's called the help speech.
That works.
30% to 40%. I've been doing this too long, Jim. 30% to 40%. Hi, Jim. My name is Skip Miller with the Small Business Advocate Show. I could really, really use your help. Give me a call back at 557-2726. Now, if you need to, you can add the referral.
Right.
Hi, Mr. Smith. My name is Kent Miller with the Small Business Advocate Show. I was talking to you.
Hey, Skip, I got to take a quick break. Would you give us the beep one more time before we go? I love this. Hey, folks, that's a patented beep, by the way. You're going to have to pay for him for that if you want to use it. Tintil, right back with more to come after these messages with Skip Miller. Stay with us. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.